This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, that's funny. We were just having family discussion. So Maddie being a professional nanny on the side, which some might contend that that's her real job, but and she may be doing this on the side. I don't know. But so through our conversations, someone who is I would say in the circle, I would say in the family,
yeah.
I would put them as part of the family, has now reached out and said, "Hey, Maddie, I'd like to hire you for the weekend. My wife and I want to go out of town, and we want you to watch the kids. What do they normally do? Before you."
Well, the kids are a little bit older, so when they want to go for a night out, the kids can stay home by themselves, but they're not at the age of leaving them overnight. You know, that's right. Just leading into trouble, and that's not a good idea.
So yeah, a couple of hours can throw it together, can pull it together, but
yeah.
Leave for the weekend, house gets burnt down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Potentially. Absolutely. They're probably fine. Yeah, you just don't want to leave them overnight. So, the hold of it is 20, honestly, is 20 bucks an hour too much?
I don't know, because they're older, so I feel bad charging as much, because I feel like they're going to be doing their own thing for the most part. Like, yeah, they might be a little interested in me, but I feel like odds are they have a phone, odds are they've got an iPad, odds are they have, you know, video games and other things that they want to be doing. So I don't want to be charging $20 an hour for me to sit on the couch. Like, as much as I would love to receive that money, it just doesn't feel right to do.
You're not getting paid for your effort. You're getting paid for your ability.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You're not getting paid. You're not getting paid for, because that's a totally different, it's a different boogie. You're not digging a ditch.
Yeah.
I don't know what that has to do with it, but it seemed
relevant.
Know your
worth.
It seemed relevant. Digging a ditch seemed relevant. Okay, wait. So then, and then you were also saying something about in your world, I know nothing about this. That in your world, in the nannying, childcare, I'm also thinking about when my dad got really sick, they hired like a full-time nurse, because he didn't want to be in the hospital. And my dad sat there, old school, sat there with a pencil stub, not even a full pencil, sat there with a pencil stub. And for whatever reason, he had to have graph paper. He wasn't doing, and he insisted on having the graph paper. He was just doing simple math, but for whatever reason, the graph paper made him felt like he was making tables.
I love that.
So he figured it out that having a full-time nurse was cheaper than being in a home, and he would rather be at home. You know what I mean? And
rather than
being in a facility. My point is you had said something about you don't charge for sleeping hours?
I don't know what to charge for sleeping hours. The last time I did an overnight, I really got gypped on the sleeping hours and like the daily hours. So then now I don't really know what to charge, because I don't want to get used.
Hours are hours, aren't they?
Do you have my question is, I would have, back in the day, I'd have a full like daily rate. Like you get me...
Yeah,
like, this is my daily rate. Like when I used to have to babysit, even like when I, because I had one crew that I babysat them every day for the whole summer because both their parents were teachers and administrators in school, and they didn't want their kids just hanging out at the school all day during the summertime. Yeah. So I had like, oh, you need to figure out what like a daily rate is for you. Like, this is my daily rate. This is the number. Is it one? Is it $200 for the day and night, and you got to make sure you're home by 10 a.m. the next day? Like, what is that? As opposed to an hourly rate.
That's the bingo right there. Like that roommate that you had that we were pretty sure was a hooker. I'll bet she got...
daily rate and an hourly rate. It's very important, Maddie.
If you're staying overnight, it's $1,000. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
My roommate will cook you breakfast at 3 a.m. It's perfect.
Yeah, I said that to get a laugh. But there's something real smart about this. There's something that makes a lot of sense about this, that Kayla's right. Kayla's 1,000% right. That's how that works. Mm-hmm. You go, look, here's the flat rate. Forget the hourly. Here's my price. $1,000. Doesn't matter what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh my God. If you went in there and asked for $1,000, you'd be like, listen, I'll do it for $200. It's
fine. Yeah. He's
like, how much was it? Wait, didn't you say $200 an hour? Wait, how much? Oh, no, we're still talking about Kayla's old roommate. Hang on a second. We're still talking about Kayla's
very different.
Right. Did you ever hear that story, Maddie?
I want to say I have heard this story.
We didn't know. It was funny. Her roommate would never talk to Kayla, but if anybody else came over, she was very flirty. And then she kept odd hours, and nobody really knew
what
it was
she did
that
for a living. I lived with her and I didn't know what she did for a living.
She showed up with rent money on the first and you never asked any questions. All right. I like it.
And then it wasn't that there was evidence that while Kayla was gone that there were people in the apartment. It wasn't like there was evidence of it, but you could just sense it. there was something about it. All right, back to you, Maddie. So wait, if you were doing 20 an hour, mm-hmm. times, let's just say a full 24 hours. So it was 80 and then 20. So that's 280 a day, right? No, 480.
No,
$480 a day. So that's, yeah, 500 a day. Round it off. 500 a day. Take it or leave it.
That's why I can't charge 20 for the sleeping hours. I will not be able to sleep.
No, you just did.
You're doing one overnight, right? One overnight.
I don't know how many days we haven't discussed the full schedule yet. Nope, there's also a dog involved. He also mentioned
$550
a day. So $75
dog fee. $575.
Oh my God.
You want me to negotiate it? You want me to be your agent?
No.
7%. I just want 7%.
No.
Okay, you're right. 15%.
Kayla has now become my financial
advisor. Look how good of a negotiator
I am. Like, this is,
look how good of a negotiator I am. No, okay, so I'll take 20% for what?
And you're getting,
$600 a day.
How much?
Because get the deal you want and then get out.
But I would have no problem doing this if they weren't a part of like our inner circle, you know? I feel like I have.
Okay, $750 a day. That's the final offer.
Oh my God! Listen to a word this man says. He's never babysitted once
every
in his
word
life.
I
no,
say. You want to make money or not? Stick with me.
Oh,
don't listen to Kayla. She's costing you money.
I want you to make as much money as possible, but that just seems ridiculous.
Your emotions don't pay the bills.
Fair enough.
Chase, too. I like this topic. I wish I was able to call in. By the way, he says it's two dogs.
It just made it so much better.
All right, $900 a day. That's my final offer. That's it. Stop making faces, Kayla.
I just
right
think
now,
that
don't
you're,
make faces.
You've never babysat. I mean, I'm not really well versed in it either, but you've never babysat before and charged for it, so you don't.
That's
know
why
you
need an outside
about.
In. That's why you need an outside influence.
Somebody
come
in
and get this business model correct. It's called a Kaizen. Read a book.
Whoa, thanks. So I'll get right on that.
Oh no, God. What were you saying? $250 a day?
I would say, yeah, I would do like $20 an hour, or like. $300 or $250 for the day, or $300 for the day,
and then charge what?
Yeah,
$10 an hour for all that sleeping hours? Because I feel like I definitely want to charge for the sleeping hours because I charge for.
I mean, like that would account
hours.
For like if you start at like 12 o'clock in the afternoon and they come back the next day at like 10 a.m. Like that's what I would charge.
So if it was $20 an hour and you charged for all 24 hours, that would be $480. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that, right. So 300, I think, is fair to everybody.
Yeah.
Because then
how many meals are you cooking for these kids? How many meals are we doing? Like,
$900. That's my final. Okay. Yeah, you don't want me to talk about this anymore.
Difficult equation.
It is hard.
I really did say 500, though, and Caleb made a face at me, and I didn't like it.
Oh, I know. Because I don't like it.
Five's a lot.
How much? I don't even know how much.
Are you cooking meals? Hang on, that really does matter.
Are you cooking meals? Are the meals prepped? What's the meal situation like?
I feel like it wouldn't be that difficult. It's like probably mac and cheese or tacos or nugs. I mean, I'm all down for nugs. Maybe we can order DoorDash once. Wink, wink. I'm hinting to him out there. I mean, you know, I'm just going off of other things that I've had to cook in the past.
$350. That's my final offer. That's it. $350.
I would say $300, and you got to have casseroles prepared for me to put in the oven for these kids. That's what I would say. $300 for the day and night.
I'm eating that casserole too. I don't want casserole. I don't mind cooking. I don't want casserole.
Casserole's delicious.
I don't remember the last time I've ever had a casserole.
Oh my God, you're not having the right casserole.
For $275.
I will do it. Whatever Maddie wants, minus $10, and I'll do it for free. Casseroles. I'll do it for casseroles.
No stories. I'm not reading any stories. I might play some video games. No stories.
That's awesome. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.